One man's rubbish may be another's treasure. So wrote Hector Urquhart in his introduction to the popular tales of the West Highlands. His rubbish referred to how some folk thought of these popular tales. This weekend's rubbish may be a nice lamp. Calendar's Free Cycle Weekend is back, April 27th to 28th. It's that time of year when folks bring their items to the curb, and if those items catch the eye of a passerby, said item could be off your hands and out of your garage. We're talking lamps, coffee tables, toys, anything that is still usable but has been taking up space in your shed. The event was started last year at the suggestion of a resident. It works well for the municipality, as the weekend falls 1 week before the big spring cleanup, and giving away items and extending their use keeps a lot of stuff out of the dump. See, calendar, your neighbors want your stuff. Usable condition is the key, and the town would like you to remove your items from the curb by Sunday at 6 p.m. A good idea is to place a free sign on the items you want to get rid of. On that note, best to place your rakes and whatnot back where they belong and put away little Lula's wagon to prevent loss and difficult conversations. Items that could harbor bed bugs are discouraged, such as mattresses, upholstered furniture, and bedding. No toilets, nothing with Freon, and no dangerous or hazardous items. Keep those nunchucks and half cans of formaldehyde just where they are. Books, movies, wood furniture, lamps, art, that rice cooker your mother-in-law gave you, and clothes are suggestions. Building materials are a go, so long as they have some use in them. Clothing is good, so clean those closets. How about potted plants? Why not? The municipality digs deep on the suggestion front. So, keep your eyes peeled as you move about this weekend, calendar. Your neighbor's rubbish may become your new treasure. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.